Key News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's clinched the Democratic presidential nomination with decisive victories in Georgia and Mississippi. Donald Trump's also on pace to secure the Republican nomination with victories in those states. Voter Cheryl Peebyhouse, an Atlanta independent, cites border policy as a top concern.
The Democrats were bending to help create something, and the Republicans trashed it. So we need more compromise. I mean, it's not going to go away unless they do something about it.
On Capitol Hill, Special Counsel Robert Hur explained why he did not recommend charges against President Biden over classified documents he'd kept from his time as vice president, telling a House hearing he did not sanitize his explanation or disparage the president.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. Most importantly, what I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe.
Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee chair.
What comes through is Joe Biden felt he was entitled. You can almost hear it. You can feel the arrogance in the statement. They're mine.
Democrats blasted her. Adam Schiff.
You don't gratuitously add language that you know will be useful in a political campaign. You were not born yesterday. You understood exactly what you were doing.
Amid growing turmoil in Haiti, Prime Minister Ariel Henry is resigning. The AP's India Grant.
His announcement came after a meeting of regional leaders, including the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. Now, it's no secret that Haiti has been spiraling into a crisis. Henry had been in Kenya, trying to secure a multinational force, but he was unable to return to Haiti after gangs attacked the country's main airport.
Consumer prices rose at a slightly faster pace last month, up 0.4% from January. Year over year, prices up 3.2%. Tech stocks spurred a rally on Wall Street. The S&P gained 1.1%. The NASDAQ, 1.5%. This is AP News. An insurance industry study finds automated driving systems unsafe. Haya Panjwani has details.
Automated driving systems aren't good at making sure drivers are paying attention. That's according to a recent study from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Most electronic driving systems that take on more driving tasks for people aren't good at making sure drivers pay attention to the road. David Harkey is the Institute's president.
What we are doing is trying to figure out how well these systems work in terms of making sure that the driver is paying attention to the driving task, is not looking away from the road too frequently and for too long a period of time.
The organization also says the Department of Transportation has left a regulatory void for not standardizing these systems. So the IIHS is doing what they can to give ratings to car companies and ensure that they're keeping drivers who use these automatic systems safe. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.